Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church, Global Methodist Church. We are excited about what God is doing in the church. And God is good. That's all I can say. We are, we've been talking about discerning spirits. Ooh. We're not getting creepy. And we're not getting strange. We're getting aware and alert and sober so we can understand what's going on, right? This is very significant. It's so important. And that's what we've been studying. We've been talking about prophecy and discerning. Discernment. We're going to continue on that today. So we're going to get to the vision, and I want to get started here, Tim, so we can get this all in. I've got something I want to share with you guys. It's exciting. So we're going to look at the vision, and then we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 12:10. All right, let's look at this. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. All right. So, we've been talking about prophecy and how important it is that we're aware of what we're hearing and receiving, because God's word is being prophesied over you. And that's where you want to be, in a church where the word of God is the authority. And so when it's spoken over you, it's calling you. Just like Ryan was singing about, it's calling you. It's calling all of us. It's calling us to a higher level. See, that's what it does. It calls you to a higher level. Remember last week we talked about faith. Remember, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Right? Can't have the faith if you don't get yourself under some word and hear it. And only faith is what moves God and brings heaven to earth. You can't bring the kingdom without faith. So now, we got to have this word, right? And we talked about guarding our hearts. See, when you're discerning, you guard your hearts. And it says in Proverbs 4:20, he says, "Give attention to my words, incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all your flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Let your eyes look straight ahead, ponder the path of your feet. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Do not look to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil." You see, faith protects you and keeps you from evil. Is there evil in this world?
Yes, there is.
Guess what? There's evil right here, right now. We got to be able to discern. You see that? Jesus said the tare and the wheat are going to grow up together. They're going to be right there next to you. Looking like sheep, smelling like sheep, talking like sheep. but they're wolves. Right there. You have to be able to discern. It's your discernment. That's why the decisions you make come out of your relationship with God. So you know and can discern what's next to you and the circumstance that you're going through. Circumstance. Standing in the circle. Sometimes you're standing in a circle, you don't understand what's going on around you. God will reveal it to you. When you discern, you see that? He will help you discern, and he will give you wisdom and just what you need in your circumstances, your situations, your relationships. Already preaching, aren't I? Okay. I want you to go to talking about discernment and guarding our hearts, discerning of spirits. Give me Luke 16, 14, and 15, if you would, Tim. Look what it says. Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, It says the love of money is the what? Root of all evil. So money's not the root of all evil. It's the love of money. See that? I said, did you catch that? It says, now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money. Now, listen to me. They were of another trinity. Another trinity. You listening? You don't want to know what the other trinity is? Me, myself, and I. There's another trinity. Me, myself, and I. We want the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen? So now, and those three agree here on earth. Now, also heard all things, and they derided him, meaning Jesus. Now look, give me the next one. And he said to them, you are those who justify yourselves. You ever get around folks, they always want to justify everything? I mean, you can't tell them nothing. They just have an answer for you. It don't matter. They don't want it. They're unteachable. They just have an answer for everything. They're never wrong. And you see, they're always justifying themselves. That should be a red flag in your discernment. Okay. I smell you. I know what you're stepping in. Right? Now look. Justifying yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. See, that's it. God knows everything in our heart. He knows your intents. He knows your ambitions. He knows everything in your heart. Isn't that something? And he says, the heart is deceitful above all things. Desperately wicked. It says that in Jeremiah 17, 9. It's desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. I want to have me some discernment. All right, now look. But God knows your hearts, for what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. So what man values so much, God says it's an abomination in his sight. Did you hear me? The word abomination means detestable. Now look, so now are you catching the picture? So we want to be aware of what we value. Give me Luke 6:26, Tim. So now, woe to you. He says, woe. That's not whoa horsey. That's whoa. This ain't right. And when God says whoa, he's saying, whoa, you're going to have to pay attention. Give this your undivided attention. Whoa to you when all men speak well of you. Oh, we're going to have to be aware when everybody says you're due. You ever get around somebody and they, oh, everybody likes him. Oh, you know what? You got to watch it. Everybody speaks well of him. Whoa. And look what it says. For so did their fathers to the false prophets. Did you hear what I just said? Everybody speaks well of them. You got to be willing to risk what people think of you sometimes. Because God's values what you're saying and what you're communicating. You catching this? And not everybody's going to like. You think everybody likes me? I'm not trying to show you something. I'm just trying to show you something. And it's okay not to be liked, right? Because when you have a burden to share the gospel, anyone who desires to be godly will suffer persecution. There's going to be difficulty. And you're not going to avoid it. Everybody goes through some struggles and difficulty. You're going to go through them with the Lord or without the Lord. I want to go with the Lord because he's going to help me. Amen? Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 12. And we're going to look at verse 25 through 28. We're raising our level of discernment. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. They were accusing Jesus of doing exorcists and casting out demons by Beelzebub. The religious folks. They were too consumed with their own deal, weren't they? To understand what was really going on. Now listen, let's keep reading. But if I cast out demons, Jesus is talking, by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. When you bring the kingdom, demons run, shudder, shaking in their boots, flee. That's why it says in 1 Peter 5, submit to God when you come under him and resist the devil. You resist the devil. The word resist means to frustrate. You frustrate the devil when you come under God's authority. You frustrate him. And the word frustrate means to prevent from obtaining a goal or purpose. In other words, you stop the enemy from obtaining his goal and purpose to destroy your life. Because that's all he comes for, is to kill, steal, and destroy. And you are the one responsible to understand and to discern what is next to me. What am I listening to? Where am I going? Who am I going with? Now, so Beelzebub His name had a, was, they gave him that name for a reason, and I'm going to share it with you. Get a hold of this. Priests in the Old Testament, I want you to pay attention to what I'm going to say. The enemy, remember last week we talked about in Philippians 1, 9, and 10, I pray that your love would abound more and more in all knowledge and discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent and that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ, without being offended till the day of Christ. And that's the way God wants us. Because if you're offended, you haven't forgiven somebody or something that's happened to you in your life. So it's going to take discernment out of the love of God that's going to protect your heart. Now listen, the enemy has used Christians to develop theologies and beliefs from wounds, rejections, or failures rather than from the scriptures. Did you hear what I said? Wounds, rejections, and failures. And they come up with their own theologies out of their wounds, their rejections, and their failures instead of the scriptures. You see, the scriptures teach you've got to deal with that wound. You've got to get it healed. You've got to deal with that rejection. Your response is your responsibility. Well, you don't know what I went through. Well, Jesus paid it all. You understand. When you connect with him, he's going to show you. He's going to give you power to overcome. Now listen. You paying attention? It is for this reason Satan is called Beelzebub. Beelzebub means Lord of Flies. Lord of Flies. Lord of Flies. Flies represent lies. Flies represent lies. Flies swarm to wounds. Flies swarm to wounds. Just as lies swarm to spiritual wounds. Just as lies swarm to spiritual wounds. In many, many diaries for hundreds and hundreds of years, soldiers involved in great battles talk about and tell stories of the loud hum over battlefields where there's great deals of carnage, dead people. Flies come in immediately, and you can't even hear yourself talk at those fields. The hum is so loud. Are you listening to me? Now listen. In the same way, Satan leads his minions to spiritual battlefields. Doctrinal wars, churches, businesses, families, to swarm over the wounded and spread his deadly infections. In the Old Testament, priests, this is true, now listen, priests could not have scabs. You couldn't have a scab. You couldn't fulfill your duty as a priest if you had scabs on your body. Back then, diseases would spread. You see this? And it could cause you to get sick. So, because priests had to touch people. And if they had this infection, they could spread it to somebody. Are you listening to me? The Bible says that we are his priests. He wants to use you to touch others, to bring healing and wholeness into their life. But you can't be effective and you can't fulfill your calling without being healed of your wounds. Oh, you need to be quiet. Am I making sense? Now listen. In the Old Testament, priests could not have scabs because a scab is an unhealed wound and an unhealed wound will attract flies and become breeding ground for disease and infection. Priests, disease and infection. That's the same flies that hovered over herds of sheep. Same type of thing. Now listen. Unhealed wounds would attract flies and become a breeding ground for disease and infection. Priests had to touch people to do their job, and therefore could infect many people if they were carriers of a disease or an infection. And rejection causes an infection. And if you have a rejection wound or a trauma wound, I'm going to tell you something. God can bring healing to it. But you can't be letting that take you all these different places, because it will never be healed. You have to get in there and receive God's word and get around people that love you and will bring healing into your life. God will use people. Just like the devil uses people, God uses people. Are you catching this today? You're not. You glad you're here? Is this too heavy? So now, we are here to advance God's kingdom. So that's what happens in a place like this. God's word can bring healing over us. Psalms 107 says he sent his word to heal us and deliver us from all destruction. Give me the next Matthew portion of scripture, if you would. Now, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes out through dry places, seeking rest, and finds none. Now, you know, you remember in, I believe it's Ezekiel 37 or Ezekiel 43, where it talks about the dry bones. Those people all died. They had the dry bones. Dry in the Hebrew means shame. So they died in their shame. Proverbs 11:2 says, by pride only comes shame. So they died in their pride. And this is what we have to understand. You have to discern and understand when you are in pride or when the person next to you is into pride. We're all got pride problems. We're all going to have pride problems. You see this? Now look. When an unclean spirit comes out of a man, he goes through dry places. Remember, the devil was full of pride. The devil was full of pride. It talks about the devil in Isaiah 14. I'm going to let you read that on your own. But he was in heaven and he said, I will exalt myself above the Most High. I, he kept five times he used I, full of arrogance and pride. You see that? And in Luke 10, 19 and 20, Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. Now listen to me. And also in Isaiah 14, it says, and now the Holy Spirit is speaking, the word of God through Isaiah is saying, in that chapter, is this, talking about Satan, the one who fell out of heaven and caused so much problems in our world and still does, is this the man? Is this the, look at this little imp, he's all mouth with no teeth. He's gumming everybody. All he can do is lie and deceive you. And you know what happens? You end up destroying yourself through your own ignorance. That's why we can't remain ignorant. We have to grow and we have to mature. If you don't grow and mature, you will destroy yourself. Stay with me, folks. Listen. He goes through dry places, seeking rest, and finds none. Give me the next one. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. You know what he's saying? The demon went out, was cast out. Now he comes back to the place he was living, and he finds it clean and swept and in order, but it's unoccupied. It's unoccupied. Are you paying attention?
Yes.
Give me the next one. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits. What are we talking about today? Discerning of
spirits.
More wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation. Wickedness is evil. And there's some evil. Some people that have evil, that evil, they choose the evil. And you can't do nothing with them because they're making a choice. You better know what's next to you. You better know who's up under your roof. You better know who's in your church. You better know where you're going. You better know who you're talking to. You better have discernment. And I told you there's nothing to be afraid of. It's your responsibility. Or I'm trying to help you see. Now, you know, we were at a marriage conference, Dr. Gary Chapman. So we were at this marriage conference. But you know, Donnie and I, we're always, you know, we just have fun. I know we make people mad sometimes. But you know what? You just got to take a chill pill and build a bridge and get over it. No. But here it is. It's just, we have fun. And I saw this person, they're looking up. Next thing I know, she comes over. She starts telling us her life story and everything, why she was there. I mean, to look at her, you'd think this person has got it all together. She had four kids. Three kids, I'm sorry. The other one I'm going to talk about has four. This one had three. She had three kids. Now, with the first two kids, the husband, I guess they got divorced. Well, in her lonely time, she started going to church and started getting involved. Things started getting better. But then a man comes in the scene. A man comes on the scene. She's telling us, he was everything. Now she has a baby by him. And it's hardship on hardship on hardship. You see that? Difficulty. Constant hardship. Constant. Because she didn't take the time to discern what she allowed in her life over her children. Are you listening to me? You bring something in on your kids because you're not discerning. That's why we have to be aware and discern.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.